Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, good evening and welcome to another classical session of Classical Music Adventures on Sunday. Our subtitle for today, The Music Magic of the Dance. Dancing in the film world of imagination is filled with magic and wonder. It's the kind of things I grew up with and appreciated the majesty of the dance scene at the ball. And in our new book coming out, Crystal Catherine Magic, along with everyone else, is getting dressed for the ball at the North Pole. It's the Christmas ball, and she looks absolutely stunning. It's going to be a great story, and we're going to add a new coloring book coming up with the fashions of Crystal Catherine Magic and the music of dance. You know, when you create something that you really, really enjoy, when I had a chance to look at the finished product of my Christmas card that's going to be going out physically to addresses across the country, can you imagine the delight that people are saying, this is a beautiful card, and they will probably keep it in their card collection. Now, why do we do this on the creative side? Because it helps people to remember the creative ideas we brought to life, like Disney and Disney World. So you're in for a lot of fascinating, adventurous, unique, and intriguing adventures for 2023. Let us start the show off today with A Million Dreams from the soundtrack, The Greatest Showman. The cover is by a young lady named Lucy Thomas, and she is phenomenal. And we will follow that up with the Showman Ensemble, The Greatest Show. So ladies and gentlemen, my board is starting to fill up with blue lights, and that means that people are listening in. And especially in Bolingbrook. I see T, I see her number on the board, and that is a heartfelt pleasure. All right, so let's get to it. A Million Dreams, followed by The Greatest Show.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my home. Through the dark, through the door, through when no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. 'Cause every night a light is red, brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A the world we're gonna make. There's a house we can build, every room inside is filled with things from far away, special things I can pile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day.
they can say it all so crazy. They can say we lost our mind. I don't care, they call us crazy. Run away to a world that needs to die.
To the dark, Hide away, they say, cause we don't want your broken parts. I learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
Soaking through the floor.
Ah!
Buried in your bones as an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Your fever dream catches to you getting closer. To surrender cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire!
This is for you.
What will you be doing?
Watching my girls grow up. The show must go on.
Greatest Show. That's one of the great films. If you haven't seen it, you need to take a look. Classical music adventures. And I'm having an adventure today. Getting ready for the Christmas ball on the North Pole. And enjoying every minute of it. We're going to turn now to an old musical track, Doris Day, It Might As Well Be Spring.
The things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mother said, I sit around and mope, pretending I am wonderful, and knowing I'm a dope, I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere, walking down a strange new hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be.
And that was Doris Day, and that was one of the musical soundtracks that was part of the movie, Annie Get Your Gun. You know, when I think back of all the musicals out by other great dancers, and even the Nicholas Brothers, it was such an amazing time for musicals. And it inspired me that one day I would be able to produce a couple of small musicals and plays. And I had the pleasure of doing that on the south side of Chicago. A gentleman asked me to organize a small little play in the South Side Club. And it was magnificent. It was called Dance of the Dolls, and really a great small little musical. Plan on doing one for my butterfly book. I love the butterfly. Today I thought we would just add a little trick of dance. We got Donna Summers in there. You know, there was a musical for her. And it was magnificent. So I thought we had Lance on Music Adventures.
Thank you.
back, and you're listening to Classical Music Adventures, the subtitle for today, The Music Magic of Dance. You know, when I was working on Crystal Catherine Magic, I was just astounded at the magic she brings to life. And so many people text me and said they truly love the image. I believe that when we have magic and faith in our life, we feel better. Dancing in the film world of imagination is filled with magic and wonder. And I can't wait to do the coloring books and everything for Crystal Catherine Magic, kind of ushering in the age of class, where a young lady dresses up to go to the ball. And she's at a very special ball on the North Pole. Just amazing. We turn now to Laura Fabian. She does a track in English, Adagio. It was written by my favorite composer, Antonio Vivaldi, from Italy, whose music was dormant for 200 years. And a young lady from Italy, Cecilia Bartoli, gave it rebirth. Adagio is usually in Italian, and Laura Fabian had it transcribed in English for you to enjoy. So let us adventure more and enjoy the music magic of dance.
I don't know how to reach you.
And that was one of the great classical music tracks, Adagio. That was by Laura Fabian, who sang the song in English, composed by Italian composer Antonio Vivaldi. And yes, I've been working on a book called Saving Vivaldi. It's a beautiful cover. And it's at the last scene of Vivaldi's life, where a young lady had been fighting with her cousin, the queen, and the emperor to make sure that Vivaldi would not die poor. And yet he was buried in a potter's grave, and she is furious as she stands at the gravesite while he's being buried in a wooden coffin, dropped into the earth. Her anger makes her challenge the authorities of the day, never worrying whether or not her life will be taken, but she wants Vivaldi to have the proper burial. And her dashing young man is a cavalier, one of the greatest swordsmen that will protect her to the end. But her cousin tells her, "You go too far." She challenges the church on the issues of creating the castrati, the famous singers that were castrated as young boys to sing the high, glorious pitch that the church loved. But she's determined to bring these issues down. It's a great book that I'm working on, Saving Vivaldi. We turn now to another great movie, The Greatest Showman. Kelly Clarkson is doing Never Enough, and it's one of the great songs. And there was a young lady who was only 9 years old that performed Never Enough live on stage. And the audience could not believe her young talent. An African-American female that is now in the Guinness Book of Records for being the only child to sing this difficult song. I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, The Greatest Showman, Kelly Clarkson's version.
I'm trying to hold my breath, let it save its way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me, getting loud enough. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand, will you share this with me? 'Cause darling, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough, never be enough for me, never, 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 never for me, for me. Night sky.
There are a lot of people who try to sing that song, and they do an excellent job. If you've never seen the movie, The Greatest Showman, I suggest you take a look and a listen. We turn now to the long version of Conan the Barbarian from the 2017 concert live. Conducts Basil Pelodorus. He's one of the film music masters. Conan the Barbarian, an exciting movie that stunned the world with Arnold Schwarzenegger starring as Conan to avenge his family. We take you on the journey to fight for freedom in Conan.
Thank you.
And that was the end of Conan the Barbarian. What an amazing soundtrack. And the music at the end was really beautiful. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we have 46 more minutes to go of great classical music on the Classical Music Adventure on a Sunday. Let's turn now to I Love Being a Butterfly, the promotional.
Book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net. The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings
From a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
And as I return, Classical Music Adventures, the subtitle for today, The Music Magic of the Dance. You know, dancing in the film world of imagination is filled with magic and wonder, like a Christmas that you've never seen before, snowflakes that come to life as they melt on the ground. You know, magic keeps the spirit filled with joy. We're going to turn to two impressive tracks. Lucene, one of the great new violinists. Her last name is Filon. The track is called Be Free. And, of course, the violin quartet, Citizen Queen, as they perform Killing Me Softly. And following that will be Unstoppable, the long version mix from the animation animated soundtracks, Unstoppable. So ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seats, grab your heart, because it's going to be filled with magic.
Thank you. strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
1, 2, 3,
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And that he was this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
His soul.
and that was Unstoppable. That's an amazing track. Truly amazing. We turn now to the Golden Age soundtrack, Divinity. And following that, we will play an off-course track, My Heart Belongs to You.
Thank you. was near the end. Then you came along when I needed a friend. And you made me love again. Somehow you found me, wrapped your love around me. Somehow you found me, wrapped your love around me.
What an amazing close to the end of the show. That was our theme song, Our Heroes for Tomorrow, the trailer. And of course, the book will be released soon. The World of Color, Finding Lights for Christmas. And it's Crystal Catherine Magic in another adventure where she's fighting the evil trees who have locked up all the Christmas lights on their planet. And the children want to decorate their trees and put gifts under their trees. And they're so sad. But Crystal Catherine Magic is going to find that hidden cave and bring the lights back and light the magical trees on the planet. You know, writing these things is just so fascinating. And I hope they're stories that children will read and listen to for years to come. We turn now to our last couple of tracks, War Realization, from the great film, Elizabeth, and of course the closing, which is so beautiful. It's a composition that is truly heartfelt. War Realization.
Thank you.
And that was truly the last track for Sunday on Classical Music Adventures, the music magic of dance. I hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed bringing it to you. And have a safe and wonderful evening.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just take out my chair.